Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Mayville Community School District will be asking voters to support a millage renewal during the Tuesday, November 4th election. Residents in the Mayville School District will be asked to approve the non-homestead tax of 20 mills for 5 years. And if it is approved, the millage would generate about $1,010,181 the first year and allow the district to levy the full statutory rate of up to 18 mills on all properties except a principal residence, as well as any other properties that may be exempted by law. The 2 mills will restore the millage rate that was lost due to the Headley Amendment to the state constitution. The millage is necessary for the district to receive the state's per pupil foundation allowance, which is the majority of funding for schools. A complete text of the ballot proposal can be obtained at the administrative offices of the Mayville Community Schools at 6250 Fulton Street in Mayville. It can also be viewed on the county's website at tuscolacounty.org/elections. And another local and regional news for today. In Tuscola County, there will be 3 days of early voting starting on Friday, October the 31st through Sunday, November the 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Township residents in Dayton, Fremont, Vassar, and Watertown, who are in the Mayville School District area, can still vote early at the Watertown Township Hall at 9405 Foster Street in Fostoria. Residents of the school district who live in Lapeer County's Burlington Township will vote at the Burlington Township Hall at 4548 Madison Street in Clifford, and those who live in Rich Township will vote at the Rich Township Hall at 8482 North Lapeer Road in Mayville. On November the 4th, the voting will be done at the Dayton Township Hall at 4879 Herd's Corner Road in Mayville. And those who live in Fremont Township will vote at the Fremont Township Hall at 4850 Mertz Road off of M24. Also, those who are in the Mayville School District that live in Vassar Township or in Watertown Township will both vote at the Watertown Township Hall at 9405 Foster Street in Fostoria. On November the 4th, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Every child deserves a fair shot at a bright future. That's why Save the Children Head Start administers Head Start programs in rural America. We leveled the playing field early, helping children start school strong, stay strong, and unlock their full potential. Because education is the best path out of poverty. Learn more at savethechildren.org/headstart.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Donald Trump is heading to Japan, where he will meet with the new Prime Minister, Sanae Takeuchi, for the first time. She's a protege of the late Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who Trump bonded with over their shared love of golf. It's a critical meeting for the new Prime Minister, who wants to calm trade tensions. Trump has long complained that American cars were shut out of Japanese markets. So Japan's government has floated the idea of buying a fleet of Ford F-150 trucks to use to inspect roads as well as infrastructure. Some worry that the trucks could clog narrow Japanese streets, but Trump told reporters he likes the idea. And another national and international news. A strengthening Hurricane Melissa has grown into a Category 4 hurricane, and U.S. forecasters say it could reach Category 5 status, unleashing torrential rains and threatening to cause catastrophic flooding in the northern Caribbean, including in Haiti and Jamaica. The United States National Hurricane Center added that Melissa is likely to reach the southern coast of Jamaica as a major hurricane late Monday or possibly Tuesday morning, and urged people on the island to seek shelter immediately. Melissa was centered about 115 miles south-southwest of Kingston, Jamaica, and about 295 miles south-southwest of Guantanamo, Cuba, and had maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.